Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at Ogden's Union Station.
Michael Palumbo is a professional viola player and a retired Weber State professor. His musical career was interrupted briefly when he was drafted during the Vietnam War.
I got sent to Korea instead of Vietnam, fortunately for me. While I was sitting around the reception center, somebody came out and said, "Anybody here know how to use an electric typewriter?" I'd never touched an electric typewriter in my life, but thanks to junior high school, I could type. The next thing I knew, they changed my orders, and instead of infantry, which would have sent me up to the DMZ, I found myself working for the United Nations Command for 14 months in Korea. I made up my mind in 1973, when I got my first college teaching job. I had just got back home so my wife and I could hurriedly pack and move when I got a call from the Cedar Rapids Symphony inviting me to come and be their principal violist. And it was at that point, and I remember it exactly, that I decided either going to be a teacher first or a performer first, and I decided to be a teacher. I've never regretted that. I could teach, which is my first love, and I could play. I've had the best of both worlds. I was the director of orchestral studies and viola professor at Weber State University in Ogden and was principal violist with Ballet West Orchestra in Salt Lake for 29 years. There aren't that many job openings for professional musicians any place. I was pretty much on my own, and one of the things that I did in college to earn money was any job that came along, I did it. I was actually a singer, and so I would go sing at an Italian dinner. Had to make money to live. I conduct Chamber Orchestra Ogden. That's the main thing that I do. It's an orchestra that I formed back in 2010 at the request of some of my alumni who wanted a place to play. And it's just started as a small group, and now it's a full-size orchestra. Piri's Egyptian Theater is our home for performances. The orchestra is a good semi-professional orchestra. They're paid a small honorarium to perform. And I spend a lot of time writing grants so that I can afford to pay them. And I'm the president of the Musicians Union, Local 104. The Utah Symphony and the Ballet West Orchestra both have union contracts. And that means that we negotiate with the management to be sure that the musicians get what they deserve in terms of raises and many of the other things that go into a collective bargaining agreement. How long you can play in a day, how many rehearsals or concerts you can have per week, getting a certain amount of time off, weekends and things like that. All things that without unions, regardless of the work, we wouldn't have.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.